As the real estate market heads into fall, it's anyone's guess about what's around the corner. Compared to both historical averages and 2022, sales on the North Shore are still down, said Calvin Lindberg, a real estate agent with Angel Hasman and Associates in West Vancouver. But listings, which have been very low this year so far, are creeping back up. Open houses are busy, said Lindberg. For the most part, that hasn't translated in a lot of sales, but when a really desirable house comes along, that's when you'll see multiple offers, he said. So it's kind of a mixed bag. According to Zielty.ca, Central and Lower Lonsdale and the Pemberton, Marine Drive corridor are hotspots for condos, while Lynn Valley, Grand Boulevard and Canyon Heights were popular with detached home buyers last month. In West Vancouver, the British Properties and Caulfield were on buyers' radars for detached homes, while Ambleside was the hotspot for condos. The median selling price for a detached home in North Vancouver was more than $2 million in September, according to the Real Estate Board of Greater Vancouver, while the median selling price of an apartment was $838,000. In West Vancouver, the median selling price of a detached home was a whopping $3 million in September. The Real Estate Board put the benchmark price of a typical single-family home in North Vancouver at $2.27 million in September, while a typical home in West Vancouver went for $3.28 million. Here are some of the most and least expensive homes to sell on the North Shore in August and September. This modern mansion at 770 Greenwood Road in West Vancouver's British Properties sold for over $15 million on September 16. Zielty. CA most expensive detached home. The most expensive detached home to sell on the North Shore in the past 2 months was the largest sale of the year so far on the North Shore. That's when a six-bedroom, eight-bath three-story home at 770 Greenwood Road in West Vancouver's British Properties sold for more than $15 million on September 16 after only 5 days on the market. Described as a modern-style concrete home of almost 10,000 square feet, the home was designed by Fritz de Vries Architects and features an outdoor pool, sauna, steam room, wine and media rooms, triple garage and radiant heating, as well as stunning views over downtown Vancouver. The home was most recently assessed at $8.1 million, and last sold in March 2016 for $4.5 million. This Hollingsworth-designed mid-century home at 3708 Edgemont Boulevard in Edgemont Village sold for just under $2.85 million on September 26. Zielty. CA most expensive townhouse. The most expensive townhouse to sell in the past 2 months is a one-of-a-kind mid-century modern Hollingsworth-designed home at 3708 Edgemont Boulevard in Edgemont Village that sold for just under $2.85 million on September 26 after just a week on the market. Originally built in 1952, the home in a private setting has been extensively renovated but retains its MCM character. The two-level, four-bedroom, three-bathroom 2,500-square-foot townhouse features 16-foot-high ceilings, Kayu Batu decking, a hot tub, lush landscaping and mountain views. Open concept with a bonus home office outbuilding, the townhouse is walking distance to Edgemont Village. It was most recently assessed at $1.87 million, and last sold in February 2017 for $1.8 million. The penthouse in the Sentinel development by Denna Homes at 2501, 200 Klahani Court sold for $5.7 million on September 7. Zielty. CA most expensive apartment. The most expensive apartment to sell on the North Shore in the past 2 months hasn't even been built yet, but comes with luxury cred. The three-bedroom, four-bathroom 5,700-square-foot penthouse in the Sentinel development by Denna Homes at 2501, 200 Klahani Court, overlooking the Lions Gate Bridge, sold for $5.7 million on September 7. The two-level penthouse includes more than 3,000 square feet of interior space with floor-to-ceiling windows, oak floors, Gaggenau appliances, private elevator and air conditioning. There's also more than 2,600 square feet of outdoor space, including a 1,200-square-foot private rooftop terrace and three additional decks with ocean, mountain and city views. Other amenities in the luxury development include electric charging for three vehicles, a gym and yoga studio and dog wash. The 1,200-square-foot one-story rancher at 1972 Garden Avenue in North Vancouver sold for just under $1.47 million September 4. ZLT. CA Most Inexpensive Detached Home. The most inexpensive detached home to sell in recent months on the North Shore is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, one-story rancher at 1972 Garden Avenue off Capilano Road in North Vancouver. The 1,200-square-foot home, built in 1973, sold for just under $1.47 million September 4 after just a week on the market. Billed as a family, starter home, the rancher comes with a cozy backyard in the sought-after catchment area for Capilano Elementary IB School. Skylights, new double-pane windows, new floors and hot water tank complete the package, along with a detached garage. Most recently assessed at $1.2 million, the home last sold in March 2021 for $1.18 million. The 784-square-foot corner unit 9 at 220 East 4th Street in North Vancouver's Lower Lonsdale sold for $615,000 on August 21. ZLT. CA Most Inexpensive Townhouse. The most inexpensive townhouse to sell on the North Shore in August and September was Unit 9 at 220 East 4th Street, at the 43-year-old Custer Court Building in North Vancouver's Lower Lonsdale. The one-story, 784-square-foot corner unit sold for $615,000 on August 21 after 5 days on the market. Featuring an open kitchen, natural gas fireplace, large dining and living area and a covered south-facing deck, the apartment is a walk to the quay, the shipyards district and the Seabus. It was most recently assessed at $582,000. This apartment at 214 to 155 East 5th Street in North Vancouver's Co-op Winchester Estates building in Lower Lonsdale sold August 2 for $380,000. ZLT. CA Most Inexpensive Apartment. The most inexpensive apartment to sell in North Vancouver was Unit 214 to 155 East 5th Street in North Vancouver's Winchester Estates building in Lower Lonsdale. The one-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment sold August 2 for $380,000 after only 9 days on the market. This sale was a little out of the ordinary, as buying the 700-square-foot apartment meant buying shares in an adult-only 55-year-old co-op building. JSAID at nsnews.com, twitter.com/Janizid.